Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, good morning, all y'all. All y'all Arizonans. All y'all Arizona homeowners. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the House, where we endeavor every day of every week, except Sunday, a day of rest, to become your best friend. Anything and everything you need to know about home ownership can be found at rosieonthehouse.com and can be heard right here every Saturday morning at Rosie on the House broadcast. I'm here, Rosie Romero, with my wife, sweet Jennifer, in studio. And Gary, our broadcast engineer, has us plugged in to Romy, who's broadcasting live from the Tucson Home Show at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. Romy.
Lots of abbreviations. It is SABA at the TCC. Very easy to get to. The doors will be open here in about an hour for anybody. If you've been following or listening, we had lots of opportunities for Tucson homeowners to get free tickets. SABA always gives us a bunch to hand out to our listeners. They pick up the parking tab. We get you the free pass, and then you've got access to the floor of the convention center, which is packed wall to wall with home service providers, including Kinetico. October is water month here at Rosie on the House, and we've got a lot of great interviews, a lot of great resources, a lot of great technology, all relating to water. In this hour, we're joined by General Manager Mike Maddock and the Tucson specialist Michael Rogers. The Tucson water nut.
I'll take that.
The Tucson water drop.
There you go.
Water drop. Michael Rogers. If you'd like to ask a water question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Those are the three ways to communicate with the broadcast. If you'd like to participate, we invite any Arizona homeowner with a question to get it answered, because as simple as H2O is, there's a lot of complicating factors.
It's unbelievable. Good morning, Romy. How you doing?
Good. And there's people that intentionally cloud the topic, muddy the water, just to sell their product.
That's the way it is in our industry. Kinetico has been around since the early 1970s. We're licensed, bonded, insured contractors. We do everything the old-fashioned way. We install it. We service it. We sell it. We do everything in-house. So it's a really, really unique business.
Without a wizard.
Without a wizard.
Without a special electron, microns, neutrons, and LED flashing lights.
we're gonna guarantee the homeowner, when we get done with our product, it's gonna get rid of the water hardness, and it's gonna make the water drinkable everywhere.
Now, Arizona water's hard for a lot of reasons. One, a lot of the water comes through surface water, this Colorado River CAP, SRP water sources. Pick up a lot of river
hardness,
river silt when we pump it out of the ground. You know, the ground is obviously the aquifers come through a lot of sand. The mining industry has added a lot of hardness to the water, which is just the way it is. We need the mining industry, so we roll with it. But we've got technology like water filtration, so when the home comes through all these different sources, and there's some parts of Arizona that you could have CAP, Colorado River water, you could have SRP, Verde Valley water, you could have groundwater come out, filtered through your municipality, all those three sources in one glass of water. It could come from all these different sources. And when we get it delivered to the home, it's safe for drinking. If it comes through a municipality, they do a good job filtering it for safety of drinking. Doesn't necessarily mean it's good.
Well, it's safe for drinking because of the chlorine they put in the water. But no one really wants to drink that swimming pool water. And so, yes, it's healthy. You won't be sick by drinking the water, but you're going to want to probably upgrade your water for taste. And when you spoke about the mines here in Arizona, that doesn't necessarily, I don't think, put in the hardness, but it does put a lot of contaminants in the water.
The residents of Globe will tell you, that it has had a huge effect on the hardness. They don't even mess with they'll replace a water heater every 5 years just as part of the standard life of living because of the hardness.
Oh, well, that's Arizona water in general, hard water.
And what we can – how do we take the hardness out of the water? And a lot of people will say, you know, they'll call and they want to – you know, how do I filter my water? How do I do this to my water? How do I do that to my water? It's
very simple. And first thing I want to say again, like Michael just said, the water is safe. We don't want anybody to get the wrong misconception out there. There are some vendors that the competitors will say, we'll use the scare tactic. But the water's safe, folks. But what you want to do is the water's so hard. It gets in. It affects your water heater, your anything dealing with water, all your appliances, your plumbing, your dishwasher. So to remove that, you have to have a water softening system. To do that, you have to use a system that has an ion exchange water softener. So you're going to have to use that nasty word called salt. But with Kinetico, we're the difference of everybody else. When our unit goes through a regeneration cycle, we're cleaning with soft water versus hard water. Every other product in the industry is cleaning with the city hard water, and they're using almost 80% more maintenance than what we can use. The reason we use soft water is we have a premier unit. It's a hybrid unit. It's a water softener slash dechlorinator. When we clean, we're using barely 1.5 pounds of salt to 5 gallons of water. It takes 11 minutes. So our unit will clean anywhere, any time of the day. The conventional type electronic system, though, when it runs out of soft water, exhausts itself, it can only be cleaned between the hours of 1 and 4 in the morning when the consumer is sleeping. Because when that thing goes into regeneration, the electronic unit, you're going to have a nasty taste of water and salt running through the house. So you can't run it during the day to clean itself. So that's why Kinetico's hybrid unit, the 4040, is so different than any other product. That's going to take care of the water hardness, Roman.
And we'll hit salt first off, because that's the first thing that other people will attack is the salt. It adds salt to your water, it adds salt to your diet, it adds salt to the system. They're outlawing salt systems in California and all these other states. That's the first area of attack that the industry comes under that is really just...
Well, Kinetico, we're a worldwide company. We make a salt-free system, too. We have the same system everyone else has, but we won't use it in Arizona because of the hardness of the water. You know, we're always going back to the hardness of the water, and that's what people want out of their water. They spill some water on the counter, it evaporates, and there's that white stuff. That white stuff is that hard calcium that is in the water. And it's really a ground-up rock, but it's not completely gone, so that's why you have that white residue. And you're not going to get that out of your house, out of your water, unless you have that salt system or a potassium system. You do have that option, but you don't really have a salt-free option to get that out.
But the parts per million is so minuscule that it's not anything that's going to change your diet.
I'm going to let you know that the amount of sodium that comes in through the Kinetico hybrid unit, I tell people this every day. We, by using and cleaning with soft water, and pure, you know, our unit, you can imagine it takes the amount of sodium comes in the same as in a single slice of white bread or a cap full of ketchup. So it's minute. It is not. Now, some of the other water treatment systems, I'm not going to name no names, may use a lot more, and it could be a lot worse than what I'm saying. But with Kinetico, we are proven. Like Michael said, we're a worldwide company. So we're located every state in the union and 100 different countries. So we're tested, certified, we're everything.
Yeah, we're truly U.S. made. We don't use offshore products. For instance, we make our own filters. You're not going to go to Home Depot and buy a Kinetico filter. They just don't have them. And
you beat me to it. I was going to save that one for the end, but that is one feature I absolutely wanted to get on our soapbox and stand. We're big supporters of all things made in the U.S.,
absolutely.
Especially and twice as much if we can have it made locally here in Arizona. But Kinetico products, you are buying an American-made, American-engineered, American-supported
absolutely
product for your home. And once we treat the water and we get it softened, you know, there's an additional step past that, because we want to get now for our drinking side of things, it's perfect use for showers. It's perfect use for laundry. It's perfect use for dishes. And there's a lot of benefits that it adds to our home. Any water-using appliance, without that hardness, you've got less corrosion, you've got less wear, you've got less color fading. But we've got one extra step that we take to our kitchen sink.
What we do in Connecticut is we put in what we call the K5 drinking water station. It's about 3 to 5 times better than the common reverse osmosis that's out there. Why is it better? Number one, when we go to make the water, we're going to get rid of bacteria, virus, E. coli, pharmaceuticals, chromium-6, and we're going to remove up to 99.999%. It's certified and tested right now through Consumer Report in America as number one in the nation, has been that way for 5 years. So it's a product that's going to make the in the kitchen area, and hopefully we can get it to your refrigerator, so you'll have good, clean ice cubes and drinking water. And also, as a consumer makes pastas and everything else, you'll have good, purified water at the kitchen sink.
Yeah, if it goes in your body, you want to use the K5 water. I wash my apples with it. You know, so anything, coffee, pastas, just like Mike says.
And how many gallons will that produce per hour? Do you ever hit a limit? I know sometimes on the reverse osmosis filters, you may, you know, if you've got a lot of people are entertaining.
There are limits, yes.
You'll hit a limit.
For instance, it'll produce over 40 gallons a day. And we have one system that'll produce 75 gallons a day. You know, you can deplete the system, but you're going to kind of have to almost work at it.
I would say 40 gallons for a home,
yeah,
a standard home, that's a lot.
And we're speaking of drinking water, too.
Right.
Right. So 40 gallons
of drinking water, that would be pretty hard to exhaust.
When you look at a 5-gallon bucket, yes, it is.
So what really happens is when we deplete that tank, it's going to refill back up within, at the most, maybe 25 to 30 minutes. Common reverse osmosis may take, at the most, like an hour and a half to 4 hours in some cases. But we're producing water so fast and so efficient, that's why it comes back so fast.
If you're looking for water treatment this weekend in the Tucson, Southern Arizona area, you can visit Kinetico in booth 820 here at the Saba Home Show at TCC.
Yeehaw! Hit them up. Move them out. It's Ford Truck Month at Sanderson Ford with a herd of 44 Rangers. Now in the stalls, Sanderson Ford is having a Ranger Roundup sale. Ride one out for only $28.9. Now, do you want a little more beef? How about a Ford Raptor? It's a Raptor Stampede. There's 35 Raptors now available to choose from in a variety of colors, packages, and options with no added markups. None. No added markups. Are you not into trucks? Well, then giddy up in a new Ford Mustang, starting at only $22.9. They have a corral of 43 ponies to choose from. So head on to Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, and head out in a new, beautiful Ford.